Marty here in for Cooper. Annalee in for Una.
Good morning.
Donal in for Donal. Donal, you're like keeping everything together right now. Fair play to you.
Trying my best. Yeah, we're getting through.
Slapping band-aids all over the place. Yeah, fair play to you. I've never seen someone stick things together so quick. You're doing great. Come here. Am I like just based on where you're from?
Yes.
This, I'm going to need your opinion on this really, really quickly, because I can't really say the Brits across the water, because there's one across the room.
Across everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently the Brits have decided that their national love language is complaining. I've never heard you complain, though.
See, I don't.
You're not a complainer.
But then as a country, every time you have a normal conversation with somebody in England, in Manchester, wherever, it turns into a complaint.
So you're from Manchester?
Yeah.
So can you back this statement?
Yeah, oh, completely.
Okay.
I'm surprised it's not higher than, like, was it like 86% of people are
nailed it? 83%.
83%.
So you're surprised it's not more. 83% is very high.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is high, but I'd say 100% of people would go, oh yeah, that's what we do. It's us.
Yeah.
Are you just not happy?
But it's not that. It's,
like,
I think English people
into a
feel like to make conversation. I think like English people feel to make conversation with someone. What can I complain about that they can relate to?
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, we always say the weather.
On the bus this morning. Oh God, I agree. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I thought I would have thought that ours would be kind of complaining too. We love a good moan, don't we?
I mean, we do. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to take something from the British.
No, never.
Like,
they take enough from us.
Oh! Getting political.
I love how... Too early for that.
Earlier on, we were saying how we're just filling in for Cooper Nunes. We're just going to keep things moving nicely. Annalee comes in and starts a political debate about the six counties.
No. Let's not start that now.
So what would Ireland's be then? You know, like, begrudgery has to be up there, 100%. I find that you can't really put yourself out there in our country without someone going, who do you think you are, huh? You
know? It holds us back, for sure. Like, you think, yeah, let me just tell, like, my close friend, and then inside they're like, oh.
Yeah, and the same
so
people...
so sad that's not me.
The same people that you'd like to support you are the same people leaving comments under Dermot Kennedy's videos saying, good job, man. Very proudy I am, you know, and I'm like, hang on a minute. You've been my best friend for 20 years. You've never said that to me, but you're going to comment it on Dermot Kennedy's video. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you kind of know someone really, really well, I find in Ireland that when they start to do well, there's a little bit of, is jealousy the word? Maybe envy?
Yeah, you know? I would say I don't know. Envy, yeah. Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's a tough one.
I also think slagging each other, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a great one, because I feel like if someone cannot take, like, a good slagging, you're kind of almost like, what's wrong with them? Like,
yeah,
they're terrible, they're no fun, they can't hack it, like.
And I think then when that kind of plays a part with other cultures, you know, like, say someone American, for example, you could say something to them that's lighthearted and a good old slagging, and then all of a sudden they're offended. And you're like,
yeah,
hang on a minute.
You feel accepted when
I'm like, my other friends laugh at me when I say that, but you're annoyed at me, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah,
so that is definitely an Irish thing as well. Another one that I want to touch on really, really quickly before we hand it over to you listening right now is we love to feed people, don't we? We are, you know, is that our love language? Possibly.
Yeah.
Go on.
Have another one.
Yeah. So there's a good few there. I did think complaining, but we're going to let the British have that one. So we are. Unless you're listening right now, you think that maybe we deserve to take the crown of complaining as our love language off the British.
Yeah, have it.
Yeah.
I think we're better than that.
I think we're better than that. 087-1102-107. We're asking you this morning, the UK's love language is complaining. 83% of people across the water believe that is. And we're asking you, what is Ireland's love language?
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm.
Or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.